Good morning and welcome to Sunday Morning, a public affairs program dedicated to educating the public and is made possible by Cox Media Group Tampa Bay. I'm your host, Monica. You might be a little familiar with the work of my guest this morning, but we're going to delve into exactly how his leadership helps the Bay Area in so many ways. CEO Habitat for Humanity, Tampa Bay Gulfside, Mike Sutton. Welcome and thanks so much for joining me today.
Hey, Monica. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Now, let's start by introducing folks to Habitat for Humanity by its mission. And according to the website, HabitatTBG.org is that. And that's seeking to put God's love into action. Habitat for Humanity brings people together to build homes, communities, and hope. Now, that says a lot in a very short sentence. Talk about how that works with Habitat for Humanity, Tampa Bay Gulf Coast vision. And
sure. Yeah. So our organization, we've been around for 40 years. We're celebrating 40th anniversary this year. And, you know, our mission really is about partnering with families and individuals that would not normally have the opportunity to own their own home. So they typically don't qualify to be on any sort of government assistance, but they also do not make enough income to qualify for a traditional home loan. So they're kind of stuck in this this weird spot where they're paying an exorbitant amount of their monthly income towards rent. And through the Habitat program, what we do is we provide them the opportunity to own their own home. One of the biggest misconceptions that there is that we give away free homes, and that's not the case. These families and individuals purchase the home with a zero interest mortgage from Habitat.
Wow. And that's, I can't imagine the weight off the shoulders of these people. Like you said, stuck in the middle. I mean, they want to work and have that American dream, but they're in this middle ground. So thank goodness for Habitat for Humanity and helping out in that way. And that leads kind of right into some exciting news for the Bay Area. I want to talk about Habitat for Humanity recently broke ground on their first Hernando home, right? Talk about how much work went into that.
Yeah, so our organization, 40 years ago started by serving Pinellas County, and then we expanded into Pasco County in 2018. And then just this past year, we actually were awarded the Hernando County area as part of our service area. And we broke ground on our very first home in Hernando County. And what's exciting about that is just how much need there is up in Hernando County and how welcoming the community has been to Habitat. We actually have a few homes under construction now in Hernando, and the county recently awarded us nearly 10 acres to develop in Spring Hill. So there's a huge need, and Habitat is just excited to be one of the organizations that's helping to try to fill that need.
Yes, amazing news, and that things are reaching out into other counties as well. That's fantastic. Now, a project like that specifically, and as sounds like the ones that you have coming up, they in the Bay Area, they take a lot of work from so many people, and volunteers are obviously a big part of helping with it all. What kind of impact do people who donate their time have on their communities?
So volunteerism is really the lifeblood of our organization. And so we really need folks to come out and swing a hammer with us in order to keep costs low. But also it gives folks the opportunity to just kind of wrap their arms around a local family and show that they're there to support them and help them out. So our volunteers, you know, they help with everything from landscaping and painting to hanging doors and windows, installing baseboards and countertops. And there's no skill necessary. We love working with folks who have no skill construction background because we can teach them as we go. It's a very empowering experience, and we're always looking for volunteers. We'll probably build somewhere around 85 to 90 homes this year, and it takes about 1,000 volunteer hours. Wow. On every home. So you can do the math. We need hundreds of volunteers.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And I like that you said that because, listen, I can probably handle a hammer, maybe a screwdriver that I call plus and minus. I think it's Phillips. I don't know. I can handle stuff like that maybe, but I am not. I don't want to hinder this project. I want to obviously help. So I like that you said gardening and there's other areas and the fact that you guys teach. So it's good to know that there's not specific requirements. If someone feels like they want to help, but they might not feel so handy, they can still help, right?
Yeah, and I always joke with volunteers that don't worry about it, we'll fix anything you mess up. So it really is about kind of it's more about wrapping their arms around the family and working alongside these folks who are putting in hundreds of volunteer hours themselves trying to build their own home.
That's fantastic. Now now we covered that and that we know you don't necessarily have to be. I mean, I'm sure if you are, that's great. But if you don't, if you're not really necessarily handy, it's all good. How would someone interested in helping sign up to be a part of all of these projects you have with Habitat for Humanity, how would they sign up for a project?
So everything is on our website. So they can go to habitattbg.org. They can go to the volunteer tab and find out everything they need to know about volunteering. The schedule's on there. The waiver, they have to watch a really short safety video that's just a couple minutes in length. And in addition to the volunteering component on the website, they can also find information if someone's interested in applying for the program or if people are looking to financially support the organization. Everything, our website's very accurate and up to date, and so there's a lot of information on there that folks can navigate through.
Fantastic. HabitatTBG.org, and it has everything. Like you said, if someone wants to donate time, donate money, whatever they need to find out is on that website, and there's lots of different options there. And again, no necessary skills required. They're going to teach you. I absolutely love that part. I had no idea that that was a thing. So time, of course, a valuable commodity to donate in the process of building a new home. You mentioned all the different projects for a deserving family, but monetary donations as well. So keep that in mind if you want to head to the website, HabitatTBG.org. There's also a fun way to donate coming up soon, and that's Habitat's Nashville Nights Gala. This just sounds fun. This will happen April 4th at the Vinoy, and it promises to be a night to remember. Can you talk about the food, entertainment people can expect at Nashville Nights? And it seems like there's a theme.
Yeah. So, you know, when COVID hit a number of years ago, we held our first event post-COVID outdoors just to, you know, to keep everybody safe. And we moved away from kind of the stuffy gala, you know, where everyone's wearing a tux or a gown. And we've now kind of branded the event each year to a different theme. And so this year's theme is Nashville Nights. So it'll have a little bit of a country flair to it. We're approaching a sellout. So we'll have 550 people in the room at Vinoy. We have a phenomenal band, Rodeo Disco, that we're bringing in from Nashville. They're phenomenal. And really, at the end of the day, it's a big party, but also a great opportunity for us to raise awareness and also the needed funds to continue our mission. So last year we raised over $1 million. This year we are hoping to do the same. It's just a good old fun time for everybody.
It sounds like. And you said it's a way to see what the effect that Habitat for Humanity has on the community. I understand there will also be testimonials and inspirational stories for guests to hear and see directly their impact on the Bay Area.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we typically have a homeowner or two that's been in their home for a while that can share how much life has shifted and changed post home ownership. That's typically the moment where some tears will flow, but it's also great to hear the impact that your dollars can make on a local family.
I love it. And that's both inspiring for people who just are kind of interested and they can go and hear that and want to get involved. And then the people who have volunteered can see exactly what happened with all of their time and effort. So that's fantastic. And it's Habitat's Nashville Nights Gala. It's Friday, April 4th from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Vinoy in St. Pete. How can people get tickets?
So everything, again, is on our website. So they can go to HabitatTBG.org. They can click on the calendar link and it'll take them straight to the gala. From there they can make the purchase of their tickets. There's all kinds of ticket packages too. So if you want to grab some friends and have a fun night out, there's all types of opportunities to get involved with the event.
Awesome. That sounds good. Friday, April 4th. You got time to go get those tickets, 7 to 10 at the Vinoy in St. Pete. Beautiful venue. Love it. Thanks so much for all you do and for taking time to speak with me this morning. I appreciate that. CEO, Habitat for Humanity, Tampa Bay Gulfside, Mike Sutton. Thanks again.
Thank you.
This has been Sunday Morning.